Vayter in Shas for Kedushin Daf Samaches, picking up on Samach Zanim base towards the bottom of the page 2, 4, 6. I bet 8 lines up. Last word line is Bishlama. So we were talking about the halacha is in all cases of arayas can be learned out from Achos Ishto. Now we want to say the Gemara Bishlama Kula Asyanik. We understand that generally you can learn all these halachas out from the wife's sister. Then each of them Kedushin is not going to be Tofes Ela Eishes Ish for Eishes Ach. What about the halachas about Eishes Ish? I'm not allowed to marry my friend's wife, right? I can't be with my friend's wife. Or with my Eishes Ach, my brother's wife. Ikel Mifrach, we can ask a kasha on that and say, Malachos Isha, by the case of Achos Isha, Shekein Ein La Heter B'mkom Mitzvah. There's no Heter B'mkom Mitzvah. Meaning to say, my wife, I'm not allowed to be with her sister. Now, if... let's say, I don't want to say mine, but let's say a person has a wife and the wife dies, then they're allowed to be with the sister. But when she's alive, you're not allowed to be, even if they get divorced, they're not allowed to be with her. There's no makom mitzvah to be with her. What's a tomer be'eshes ach? You're going to compare that to eshes ach, to your brother's wife? She yesh la heter makom mitzvah? There is a heter makom mitzvah. And what's that? That's called yibum. So in which case, clearly we can't learn out that Kiddushin won't be Tofes over there from the case of my wife's sister. And what, not only that, but Eishes Ishnami, also Eishes Ish, Ishlam Eikel Mifra, we could ask, Malahanach, by a wife's sister, Shekein Ein La Heter B'Chayosran, there's no Heter while she's still alive, but Tomer Be'eishes Ish, you can say Be'eishes Ish, Sheyesh La Heter B'Chayosran, meaning if they get divorced, so then there is a Heter over here, in which case... you can't give me a mamatzinu, that which we find by your wife's sister. You can't. So too, any situation where kiddushin is usher, it's not going to be tofes, because we see that there are cases you can't compare it to. So the Gemara says, Elam Rabbi Yona, says Rabbi Yona, Vitim Rav Huna, Bere Dav Yeshua, Amar Kuala Pasuk says, Kol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaTo'evos Ha'ela V'Nichrusu. This is at the end. This is the parashas that we read on Yom Kippur, right? So at the very end, it goes and speaks about all, everything you do, karis, 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 and it ends off by saying, oh, and by the way, if anyone commits any of these toivas, abominations, then they'll have karis. Now, so what do we do? Hukshu kol arayas kulam lachosisha. We compare all of the arayas to the case of achosisha. And we say, Ma achosisha, achosisha, lo tafsa b'kedushin. The kedushin will not be tofes. If I go to my wife's sister, I try to marry her, it doesn't work. Av kol arayos kulam, so to all of them, lo tafsa b'kedushin. So to all arayos, lo tafsa b'kedushin won't be tofes. Says the Gemara, ihachi. And that's really true. Beep, turn the page. Some ches, and a feel in nida nami. We should say this also by a nida. Says Rashi, a feel in nida nami, im kidesh penuya b'mei nidosa. Let's say I try to marry a woman, it's a regular woman. She told me the only thing is she's a nida right now. Then, lo lahavi kedusha, it's not going to work. V'im ba'aleh b'nidosa, you have Vlad Mamzer? You want to say that if you have a relationship with her, then the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer? Come on, we know that's not true. Allah Mamar Abai was about to say, I call Mulder, everyone's masking, beva ala nida vala sota, shen a Vlad Mamzer. Everyone agrees that if you have a relationship with either one of them, then the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Rashi Sharia dain kiddushin omdimba. Kiddushin is tofes. So if you want to pull the move that you want to compare everything to a chosisha that sure doesn't work, then one of those cases of Arias is a nida. You're not allowed to be with a nida, therefore it shouldn't work either. We know it's simply not true. And for the Gemara, Mechizki, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Usehi nidaso alav. Afilu b'shas nidasa tehe ba havaya. This is a special exception to the rule. The answer is the general rule will be, like Rabbi Yona says, and that is that we do compare it to Achos Isha, and the condition will not be Tofes, but in this case it will work. Like it says, Utehi Nidaso Alav, a man who has a tashmish with a woman's a Nida, he becomes like a Nida, and he's going to be Tamei for 7 days. And the fact that we say Utehe, it's like Bo Havaya, it's like they are connected with one another, therefore it works. Says Gar Michti, okay, Rabbi Yona, okay, Ika Lakusha, Lenida. We have an option over here. We're trying to compare, but the fact that it says at the end, and we're trying to compare it to Achos Isha, and therefore we say, just like Achos Isha is a rias in the Kiddush not Tofes, so too all of them. But also in that list, we have Nida. We know that it is Tofes. So why are you deciding to compare everything to Achos Isha and make sure that the Kiddush is not Tofes? Let's compare it to Nida and say that it is Tofes. My chaz is the maxis lehul Achos Isha. Actually, Nida. Why don't we compare it to Nida? And to tell you that all things that are going to be usher because of Kares, it Taka does work. It is tofes. And for the Gemara, kula v'chumra l'chumra makshinan. When we have an option of going one or the other, kula or chumra, we go l'chumra. Says Rashi, la'asos avlad mamzer, makes the kid into a mamzer. Shamamzeris tluyim b'kiddushin. It's telling him whether it's going to be tofes or not. The chomi she'ein la love kiddushin avlad mamzer. Whenever there's not going to be kiddushin, the vlad is going to be a mamzer. So what we're saying right now is we learn from achos isha to everything else that the vlad is going to be a mamzer. That the kiddush is not tofes. We have another source. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Asay b'kal v'chomer miyuvama. We learn it. Akal v'chomer miyuvama. The kiddushin is not tofes if it's an iser. Umay yuvama shiba lav lo tofsi b'kiddushin. A yuvama is a lav. A woman is married to a man. They have no children. The man dies. The woman now zakuk liyavam. She has now go to have connected with the brother. She's married the brother. And someone else in the street has to go out and have a relationship with her. That's a lav. It's an iser lav. You're not allowed to be with her. It's an iser. But we know that it's just a lav and it's not tofes kiddushin. And chayve mises, chayve kriyses, al koshkin. Then obviously it's not going to work. And that's where we learn it from. We learn it from a kavachomer from yevama. Frank the Gemara, if that's what you want to do, you want to learn from Yivama, so then Ihachi Sharchaive Lavim Nami. Then you should say by other regular Lavim as well that Kedushin shouldn't be Tofes. But we know it's simply not true. So what are we doing? Samara Papa, no, because Chaive Lavim Hedik Sibu. That said straight out that it does work. It's only if it's Kareis that it's not going to work. But regular, you know, Chaive Lavim will. Now, how do you know it? Because the pasuk says, "Ki si'en al ish te'nashim achas u v'achas senua." If a man has two wives, one that is loved and one that is hated. Is there someone that's hated in front of Hashem? No. Ela ahuva means ahuva binisu'ah. That means Hashem is happy with the type of marriage that was done. There's no isser involved. And snua binisu'ah, that it's hated in the way that it's done, but it's still going to be Tofes, both of those circumstances, which means that even that is going to work. So you can't learn out from Yibam that a regular lav is going to be a circumstance, then have a mamatina that's also not going to be Tofes. It's only something which is going to be chayve krisus, that it's not going to be Tofes. As a kol shekein from Yibam. Okay, so everything is good and dandy right now. We learn from a kal v'chomer, at least it's another one. Either we learn it from Achos Ishto, or we learn it out from this kal v'chomer. But now the Gemara wants to know, what about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Ein Kiddushin Tofes Mechayev Lavin. Kiddushin is not Tofes, even in a regular case of Lavin. Kisiyena, but my mokum. What's he going to do with Kisiyena? The way that we understood that is that achasenua, which means it's a chayve, it's with a lav, and yet it's still going to be tofes. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with that? Answer is, but almana the kohen gadol. That's referencing a particular case of an almana marrying a kohen gadol, which you know is a lav. It's in this and allowed to do it. It says that a kohen gadol has to only marry someone who's not in that matzav. Right, the pasuk says, "Isha zon of chalal lo yikachu v'isha grusha misha lo yikachu ki kadosh ulei lo kavis." Not allowed to take his marriage, and so that's a lav. And that's an exception where Rabbi Akiva would say would work, and that's what it means. Kisiyena, it's referencing that particular case. Ukerev simoi, to go in kerev simoi, the tanya, Rabbi Simoi Omer, min hakol hay Rabbi Akiva osa mamzer. Rabbi Akiva would make a mamzer from any chayve lavin relationship that if they try to be married, it's not going to be tofis, and therefore a mamzer comes from it. Chutz me amanu. Gadol, Shrei Amar Torah, because the Torah excludes that. But the Torah says Lo Yichalel, don't be mechalel. Chilulim Ose, which means he'll make them into chalalim ve'inos mamzeres, but it wouldn't make it into a mamzer. So that's the way that Rabbi Akiva would explain this. Frek the Gemara, but not everyone agrees with that loss, right? That's Rav Simoy's ways. Well, Rav Yishovev, the Amar, he says, Bo v'nitzmach al Akiva ben Yosef. Let's go and scream, shout out from the rooftops, and we're going against Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, who would say, Ben Yosef, Shaya Omer, Kol she'ein lo bia b'Yisrael havlad mamzer. That he says that any of these circumstances is going to be a mamzer. That's a bit of an issue over here, because then it's going to be so many mamzerim going on over here. Tell me all those cases. So ha nichal Rabbi Yishovev. So everything works according to Rabbi Yishovev. Let's just take it one step back and understand that. What does this statement mean when Rabbi Yishovev comes and he says this idea of Ula Rabbi Yishevev da'amar bo v'nitz, Rabbi comes and he says, let's argue on Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, it's yell at him, shayo omar kol she'en lo bia b'Yisrael havlad mamzer, that's including even a kohen gadol to an almana, so there's never going to be a case. Hanichal Rabbi Yishevev, this makes sense, according to Rabbi Yishevev, ila afuke midor of Simoi kasi, if his whole thing was just to come and exclude the way Rabbi Simoi explained the opening, and he's saying what the opening is,
in reference to a case of an amana to a kohen gadol. If that's what you're arguing, Shapir, then we could find a case that it could actually make sense, it could actually work. How come? Remember, Ozer of Simoi coming to say that Rabbi Kiva has an exception of a kohen to an almana, and then we could be discussing over there. That's what it means if he has two wives. That's an exception. Rabbi Shevev seems to be going, saying Rabbi Kiva doesn't give any exceptions at all, and then all of them would be mamzerim. Still Shapir, we can go and make the pasuk work. We could find something to find a way to make the pasuk work. How are you going to find a way to make the pasuk work? That you have someone who's a huva and snua, how are you going to understand that if kedusha that's a lav wouldn't work and not even by kohen gadol? Answer is, it's only by chayve lavin that it's a problem that they're not tofes, but chayve asay would be. For example, we know the pasuk says that banim asher yovaldu lahem dor shlishi yovol lahem bekal Hashem, that the third generation children can come into the Kal Hashem by Edom and by Mitzray and Edomi, which means to say that until then you can't. So it's an assay, it's a chayve assay, and that's the case we're going to say that it's going to work. If he's not coming against Rav Tzimoy, but he's just saying his own opinion, then it seems like he's saying, in Gansin, and even Chayve Asay, it's not going to work, it's going to make a mamzer. Then, but my mukam law, how will Rabbi Akiva understand this pasuk of when a man takes, ach sahuv and ach snua, there's no case of snua that's going to be okay. And for the Gemara, no, there is a case. But be'ula l'kohen gadol, we were talking about in almana to kohen gadol, but here's a be'ula to kohen gadol, that's going to be something which could take effect, even though it's aser. Says Rashi, explaining, da'asehu, d'chsev, isha b'psule yikach, v'lo be'ula, v'lava b'mechalel say, asay. A lava that comes from an asay is called an asay. In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Umay shna. Why is that any different than a second ago when we said the Mitzri and Adomi, that we said that wouldn't work? Because Mishum Nahavile Asay She'en Shavu B'Kol. This is something that says She'en No Gil B'Kon Gadol Hilkach Kil. This is something that's not Shavu for everyone, therefore we're more Mekel, and therefore we have a way of understanding the Pasuk, even according to Rabbi Yeshiva's version of him saying it by himself. Now taking a step back, the Gemara asks, when we said one beloved wife and one that's not, why did you establish that to say that's talking about Lavin, that Kedushe by Kedushe Tofes B'chayve, it's talking about B'chayve Lavin, V'abonin Ad-Mukil B'chayve Lavin, Nukmi B'chayve Asay, why don't we say we're talking about B'chayve Asay? And then we'd be able to learn out from the case of Yavama that Kiddushin does not take effect between all of them for in a regular case of a lav. For example, like a second generation Mitzri or a Be'ula to Kohen Gadol. And if a man has two wives, would be teaching us that Kiddushin does work in these cases? Says Gemara, no. Hani chayve asay b'may ninhu shtehem Mitzrios. How would we set up the case? We have to talk about two are Mitzrios. Shteim snuos. One step back, pardon. Hani chayve asay b'mayninu. What exactly, how would we establish it? Ishteim mitzrios. If you want to say both of them mitzrios, then shteim snuos. And how do you have the beloved one? Iachas mitzrios v'achas esreios. If you want to say one is one is the other, shtei noshim me'amechad b'mayninu. But it's saying these two women, it sounds like they're from one am. Iba ula l'koin gadol. If you want to say that it's talking about one of the women is a Bula Kohen Gadol, that's one that's hated. Miksev Tiana Lekohen, to say Tiana Lekohen. So clearly that's not what it can be talking about. That's what we have to talk about. Chavei Lavin. The Rabbi Akiva, how does he establish it as talking about Chavei Asay then? We're kind of stuck. It's a difficulty. Against our will, we have to leave that and just establish it in a case, which is a little bit challenging over here, and say that has to be talking about an essay. Okay, Zakta Gemara up to the next part of the Mishnah. V'chol mi she'ein lo a love. What does it mean? V'chol mi she'ein lo a love. We're talking about a case over here that this woman can't be married and with others. And chol mi she'ein lo a love v'lo al achirim kedushin. It doesn't work with him or with someone else. A vlad's going to be like her. And what's that talking about? That's a vlad of shivcha and a nachris. A shivcha kananis, non-Jewish maidservant, or it's talking about a nachris, a straight up goita, a goya. Shivcha kananis, but how do we know shivcha kananis? It's not tofes. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Krum. Shvulachem po imachamor. You sit over here with the donkey. It's talking about Avram Avinu is taking Yitzhak to the Akedah. He says, you guys sit over here. It's talking about Yishmael and Eliezer. And shvulachem po machamor, am hadomel chamor, and we're saying that a slave is something similar to a chamor, in reference to their status, and therefore we say you can't have kiddushin over there because it's considered like a donkey, you can marry an animal. Ask a little tough to be kiddushin, fine. So now we see that the kiddushin is not going to be toface. But beep, turn the page. Some chesam base. Vlada kemosa minolin. How do we know that the vlad is going to be like it? In other words, that it's going to be considered like it. Fine, it's not a good kiddushin. Why are you saying that it's considered a guy or an evan? Damar kram. Ha'isha viladea tialadonea. The woman and her children will belong to her master. This is talking about the case of the Eved of Shifcha Kananis over here. Says Rashi, top corner, says, Shifcha Kananis sheyichadala Eved Ivri. The man is an Eved Ivri. He gives Shifcha Kananis, you know, to have a relationship with. V'amar kra, delo yetzea ben chafshi amaviv. They don't go out, but rather if they have children, they remain with the master. So you see, he goes after the mother. Says the Gemara, Nachris. What about the case of Nachris? How do we find that case? Where do we see Kedushin HaKem Michal? Amar Kral, Lo Sischatin Bum. You can't be married with them. Rashi says, Lo Tehi Lecha Bum Toras Chisun. That can be the idea of marriage with them. It doesn't work. Ash Kachna De Lo Tafse B'Kedushin. You find it doesn't work. Vlad, I don't know that the Vlad is going to be like it. No, it's not going to be Jewish. Because the pasuk says, "Ki yasir es bincha me'acharai," for he will turn your son away from me, and they're going to go worship Avodah Zarah. The psukim over there are talking about the following. It says that don't make marriages with them. Don't give your daughter to his son, to your Jewish daughter, to his Goy son, nor that you take his Goy son to your daughter. I'm sorry, his Goy's daughter to your Jewish son. And the Torah is saying, why? Because he's going to turn your son away. Now, what does it teach you? Bincha habam Yisraelis kari bincha. When you have a son who comes from a Jew, that's called your son. Vein bincha habam min avodas kacham kari bincha, but that's not called your son if it's coming from a goyu, from a non-Jewish woman. Ela bina, rather, it's called her son. So if they have it, then it goes after the after them. Va'amar avina shema mina, we see from here, ben bincha habam min avodas kachavim kari bincha. Your grandson from your daughter that comes from a guy is considered your son. Meaning he is like, goes by the mother and is going to be Jewish. Namek Saravina, do you want to say that he says, the fact that you say that it's going to be your child means, Rashi spells that and says, the Asal Shmin is coming to teach us, the Lo Shadin and Le Basar Ovi Kachavim. We don't throw this kid to be coming after the guy. The name of Ovi Kachavim would say that he's a guy. V'im Nisgayer Yehe Mutter Lavabakal. If he's Nisgayer, he's going to come to the Kal. El Abasar Yisraelis Shadin and Le. We throw this kid under the Jew, the Jewish woman. The Kevin Shabbat Vera Nolad, since this kid was born through a Vera, Havali Yisrael Pusel Kashar Noladim. It's like a Pusel Jew. Kashar Noladim and Misha Ain't Olav Kedushin. From someone else, like anyone else who's married from someone with no kedushin, that not misnis and shame mamzerim. They're considered mamzerim. Does Gemara? No. He the kasher lahavi. In the chinam, he's not a kasher, but mamzer lohavi. He's not a mamzer. Pasul mikri, but he's called pasul. He's not married to a kohen. Says Rashi. She's not married to a kohen. Mihacha lo tishma mamzeris. Nehidash minin mina the kasher lohavi. Midashadi le basi Yisrael lios nolad ba'avera mamzer miha lo tishma mina. We're not going to call it mamzer. It's going to be miyavamos. The mamzer me'eshes aviv yalef ma'eshes av de'en lo alea kiddushin af yesh lo kiddushin. Aval yesh lo kiddushin alecheres v'ala kasuf she'anolad mamzer d'samach le lo yovam mamzer. Af kol she'en lo aleh kedushin, aval yesh lo kedushin alecheres, afukei ovi kochavim, lasi kedushin klal, no kedushin at all, therefore there's no mamzeris that's going to come from, but is considered apostle, says Rashi, kishano lo dem ba'aveira, michai vilavin, or asei she'en mamzerim, they're not called mamzerim. Says Gemara, that pasuk that we talked about, that we're bringing this raya of lo sischatim bam, he's talking about what? That's written by about the seven nations. Rashi says, the rest of the nations. Maybe a kid can't marry a guy from the seven nations, but someone else, that would be fine. That would be Toface. Because he's going to cause your kid to go away from straight off the path. The rabbis call masirim. That's included any situation where it's going to turn a person away from the path. Says the Gemara, okay, that's a nice pshat. Hanichler b'shimin the darsh time of the kraw. He darshins time of the kraw. You know, the pasuk says this, and this is the reason for it, and now we can extend it to other places. El Rabbanan, Kuntar Rabbanan, who don't dashen that, and he just goes with what the pasuk says, my timer, then why would it be? Where are we going to know this is going to affect other people, the other guyim as well? Amar Kral, pasuk says, V'achar Kain, this is talking about the Eishes Shifas Toar, V'achar Kain Tovo Eleha Ba'alta, and afterwards you can come with her, and you can be with her. Rashi says la'acher shetisha kafi gizir. It's a kashav shehiter l'cha yufas tar v'haisa l'cha. If it says and she will be for you, darish ba havaya aval. Aval meikara kodem heter lo kriyim b'avahis doesn't say that, right? So after you do everything you do, and they wait for 30 days, then we say that you can be married. Mechal de meikara lo tofes b'kedushin. Originally, kedushin wasn't tofes before she was nizgaira to be a Jew. Ashkan de lo tofes b'kedushin. So we see that okay, it's not going to be tofes. V'lad kamosam inol. How do we know that the child's going to be like them? The other nations. Amakra ki siyana leish v'yaldu lo. When a man has two wives and they have a child, kol hecha de karinim bei kisihiena, whatever it says, lashon of kisihiena, karinim bei v'yoldulo. Then it says the kid is going to belong to them. Kol hecha de lo karinim bei kisihiena, we don't say it like that, lo karinim bei v'yoldulo, no kol v'yoldulo, and rather it's considered a guy. Iachi, if that's really true, shivcha nami, then let's learn out this idea about a shivcha kananis from the same, we should learn the same thing about her. Says Rashi, de vlada kamoa, tepeklan mehaikra, de halo karinim ba kisihiena. So why did we bring another pasuk before to tell you that that's where we learn out from? And Chanami, the Gemara says you're right. That is Taka the pasuk we learn out from, and we don't learn it out from a Isha v'Yaladeh Tei Ledonea. We don't learn it from there. Ella Isha v'Yaladeh Tei Ledonea. Lamely, what do I need it for? What's that for? Licha de Tanya, for that which is taught in the following brisa. Beep, turn the page. Samech Tes. Ha'omer l'shivcha, so if someone says to his shivcha kenanis, she's a pregnant shivcha kenanis, Hariat baschorin, you are going to be a baschorin, you're free. Uvladeich eved, but your vlad, your child's going to be an eved. Havlad kamosa, it actually doesn't work. He's free just like the child's free just like the mother. Div Rabbi Yosef Glili, that's Rabbi Yosef Glili. Chamam Omim, Devar of Kayamim, says, no, it actually does work, and only the mother goes free. Mishum Shenemar, Isha V'Yaldeha, Tihiyet L'Adoneha, because it says the woman and her children belong to the master. In fact, they want my Tamuda, what exactly, how do we learn it from there? Hecha Shamina and Mihai Kra, Devar of Kayamim, how do we see that his words are upheld? Amarava ad Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's actually not what it's used for. It's actually that pasuk is going back in Rabbi Yosef Glili, supporting what he said, that the child is free like the mother. So the pasuk is not extra, and we learn it out from the pasuk of a man that has two wives, and we're going to end it over there. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.